This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Brad Holmes, shall we? So Lions news today, Josh Reynolds is a Bronco, not a Lion. Supposed to be a Lion. He was supposed to be re-signing here. They were actively trying to re-sign him.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Reynolds is gone. And it brings something to light here, and I want to know where you're at as fans. We all understand what Brad wants to do and is likely to do in the draft, and I don't think any of us have a huge problem with it. Draft the best available player. Okay, fine. But you have to marry that with being a Super Bowl team. And what Super Bowl teams are allowed to do is the ever rare filling of a need in the draft. You could take a luxury pick. You can do some different things. Now, again, Brad Holmes probably is going to take the best available player. Fine enough. But we have had Cam Sutton go on the lam, and now you have Josh Reynolds not here anymore. You have nobody at CB2. Do not call. Jeff, I tell you right now, anyone calls selling you on Amik Robinson playing the number two on this team, hang up on him. That comes straight from me. If you think you're starting a 5'8½ corner opposite Carlton Davis for 17 games, then I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wait, so we're not going to take Brad's call if he calls in here?
No, we're not.
Because he believes that.
He can say what he wants. He's the GM. GMs have to lie to you. GMs are professional liars. Okay. They're worse than politicians.
Yep. Fair.
I ain't taking him at any. Brad can say whatever he wants. Fair. You can get Brad up there singing the Star Spangled Banner. It doesn't matter. How dare you, Rico? Now, I just want to know, with Cam Sutton gone and Josh Reynolds gone, does it alter what you want this team to do in the draft? 29 days. On April, you know, we wake up. It's going to be 29 days to the draft. What do you want to pick 29? Now, here's my deal. I'll meet the Brad bots in the middle. I'll even bring you a little champagne on a tray and put it right in front of you. You want Brad to take whatever he wants in the draft? Respect, like the little Derek Jeter kid, okay? I got you. But that means you got work to do right now. Go sign a corner and go sign a wide receiver. How is that unreasonable? Now, here's the problem. GMs are professional liars, and I'm going to play sound for you, and I'm going to choose to ignore it. Mm-hmm. Hear me when I say this. I am not going to hold him to his word here because GMs are worse than our congressmen. They are liars. They have to be. It's the currency they operate in the NFL. Here's Brad Holmes on whether the Cam Sutton situation has created a need at corner.
You guys know us by now. You know, we're just going to pick the best player. You know, I know it's always, you know, everybody wants to, it's needs. We got to get needs. You got to feel needs. You got to, no, like, you know, and that's what's, you know, it's a lot of appreciation for our process for free agency, because I did always say about the whole needs train. Fringe is a time to do that. You know, Fringe is a time to pull out the depth chart and start plugging holes and all that kind of stuff. But I just, you guys have heard me talk openly about it. When it comes to the draft, man, you know, you can really make some mistakes when you're trying to reach for a need and you're missing out on really impact players.
Now, where's the Cam thing? There's a Cam cut in there, Kenny. That's the one I needed. The point is, he says the Cam Sutton thing doesn't change anything. Now, I'm hoping he's lying, because that's what GMs have to do. But in the real world where we live, and you, the fans, who still get to think for yourselves, is there anyone who wants to go into the season with Carlton Davis and a rookie as your starting pair? Clearly, Amik Robinson's going to play the slot. That's where you play when you're short.
I think they are prepared for that, Mike, because Dan Campbell kind of talked about it too, because he was excited when he was just like, wait, we could, you know, he was thinking maybe we can't get Anik because we got Cam. Wait, we can get them both. Like, they're excited over Anik, which leads me to believe, I don't think that Brad lies or deceives or talks in GM speak. He kind of tells you what he's going to do, but we're so conditioned to think, well, you're not really telling us. But he's everything that he said, he's done. Hey, guys, you're not going to be happy with how I'm going to handle free agency.
I'm totally happy.
It took immediately. Like, we're not going to be one of those first people who jump in the water. They weren't. It took some time. In the end, they got people, and you're like, oh, okay. When it comes to the draft, he kind of tells you, yeah, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I know you guys want us to take this position, but I'm going to go for this way. I do believe him when they say we're not really pressed at corner, because they believe they're good, that either Mosey's going to come back and do something. They believe that they have all the pieces.
Hold on. So hold on. Just so we're clear, Carlton Davis has missed at least four games a year each of the last 3 years.
Yes.
Amik Robinson is like 5'8 and a half, 5'9.
Check.
Mosley's off back to back torn ACLs.
Check.
And that is your Super Bowl plan. Mm-hmm. As one of your corners literally is on America's Most Wanted. Mm-hmm. That's your plan. You're okay sticking to that.
No, I'm not okay. What I'm saying is they're okay. They believe
that's not okay.
We have all the pieces in
place.
That's
not okay.
And maybe we'll take a corner in the third round, and you'll see I'm Brad.
Or,
it'll work out.
Or hear me out. Spend the money you have and go get me Stephon Gilmore. Go get me a corner. Look, Dave Burkett, not me, not Rico. Dave Burkett's in a newspaper saying, hey, $97 million man's the perfect fit, and lays out a case for Marshawn Lattimore. Not me, Dave Burkett. I'm offering much cheaper solutions. Because all I care about is the result. Mm-hmm. Get me a veteran corner in here now. Super Bowl teams don't draft a rookie and depend on them. I mean, look, Carlton Davis's injury history is real. He's a good corner. I don't think he's great. If he were great, I don't think Tampa Bay gives him away instead of restructuring his deal.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. He also got outplayed by his teammate, Jamichael Dean. The point is, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't want to happen is Carlton Davis gets an unfair deal like Cam Sutton did last year. You need help.
Mm-hmm.
You're one injury away from the Vildor Chronicles.
I'm with you.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm projecting.
I understand. No. You're passionate is what we're going to call it. You have passion. Mike, I do as well, except it's gotten to the point where I realize I might as well yell at the clouds, because Brad can't hear you. Brad doesn't want to hear you.
He doesn't have to hear
me.
He's
going to do what he's going to do, and it's just, you know what,
let's see how this works. He can do whatever he wants in the draft because it's proven, and it works. Do you know what's not proven? His free agent track record.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's not proven? Who's on the roster right now that I need to line up against?
I don't even think that a corner's top priority for them in the draft. I don't think they're going to go after somebody at 20.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say,
okay.
At 29.
Fine.
In their world, we'll pick up somebody in a later round.
I'm not mad. He can draft whatever he wants. I told you, if he took a wide receiver at 29, I'm not angry about it. But what I am upset about is if he's telling the truth there. Why are we standing pat? Your corner just got arrested. He's gone. He was in the weight room, and then he disappeared like the Hamburglar. You cannot not do anything.
If you had that on your 2024 bingo card, go ahead and cross that off. Your corner just got arrested. Right. No, I'm saying it's as ridiculous as it is.
Right. Nobody planned
right,
for
no,
it. Nobody.
You're right. You would think, okay, we need to pivot, but they're just kind of like, yeah, you know, no big deal. We were prepared anyway.
I want him going best player available in the draft because he's proven it works and he knows how to identify him. What I'm asking for is free agency. Like right now, how do you take Brad at his word that the Cam Sutton thing doesn't change anything? I can't do that. It absolutely changes things.
I do. This is one of those cases. Both can be right. He should. But in his heart of heart, he believes we're good.
248-539-9797. Let's get into it. I don't have a strong opinion about the draft. I pretty much trust Holmes to do whatever the hell he wants to do. This is about free agency, and it is about, no, I don't need to panic and because demand a corner.
This is literally filling a need.
Right. Like right here and right now, how am I not canvassing every free agent corner and going, I got to bring somebody in? Cam Sutton's arrested.
Mm-hmm. And if you wait long enough, the league will give you your money. They'll void the contract.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
CB2 on the lamb, gone. Does it change your approach to the draft? Obviously, Holmes going to go best player available. I'm fine with that. He's proven enough with the high draft picks. He can hit him. But that has nothing to do with where we sit today. Don't you believe that by the time you open camp, we've got to sign a receiver? Or most certainly. Don't you, if you have intent on winning a Super Bowl and you're going to trust Brad to go best player available, how do you know the best player available at 29 is a corner? It probably isn't. So then the conversation goes, don't we need to sign a corner right now? That's what I would like to know from you. We can get the ticket text.
No, I mean, it makes sense. I think that he will. I don't think that in Allen Park they see that same sense of urgency that you see, that I see.
That your number two corner, who was your number one, is arrested and released from the team.
And
that doesn't change your thinking?
No, they got a lot of faith in Robertson.
Great, he's a nickel corner.
I understand.
Like, here's what I want you to do. Do me a favor. Put a 5'9 corner out there all year and try to win a Super Bowl. Do that for me. Kenny, go ahead.
You said it, Mike. How are we really supposed to believe that Brad is being honest? I'm just hoping he's doing what good GMs do, being a liar.
And again, the draft and free agency are separate. I have no problem with him doing it his way in the draft. I don't argue it. It's the free agent quotient. Wouldn't we all feel better with Stephon Gilmore? Or with pick a corner? A real perimeter corner?
Mm-hmm. We would.
Because I'm sorry, I'm not going to turn Amik Robinson into Dick Knight Train Lane. Sorry, Jalen Ramsey doesn't make $4 million.
Right, but at some point, Amik's going to have to go up and have to go up against... Jefferson or
and get destroyed.
Right. You're going to have to go up against
he's a good, tough player. Yeah. He has a role. I like him. I'm fine with it. He fits the profile of the team.
Yeah.
You can't
put him with DK Metcalf.
Thank you. And if you're on the outside, they're going to hunt you. That's what they're going to do. They will hunt him down.
Oh, well, he did. He was okay. He ended up being a starter for the Raiders. Yeah, an awful pass defense. A bad football team. The idea is you take a guy who started for a bad team and it becomes your backup because you're a Super Bowl team. Or you play him when you deploy a nickel. And you play him a specific way that caters to his needs. Because you know what doesn't line up in the slot? Guys that are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". Yeah.
Golly. Go ahead, Kenny.
I get best player available, but Holmes needs to realize there's a big need to fill, sign a corner. Surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, look, he's got time to do it. That's where I'm just talking to fans on what they want him to do. Like, will I be surprised if we start the season and they haven't signed another corner? I'd be surprised. Because I think it would be a terrible mistake. But then again, I think you're a Super Bowl team, so I guess maybe I'm out to lunch. Some of you don't even believe your window started. We've taken those calls, people. Yeah, trust me.
It starts in next year or 2 years from now.
Is this another side effect of the draft and develop Brad Holmes mentality?
I don't know. And if he deems best available corner and we're going to go baptism by fire and we're going to put a rookie out there, fine. Maybe it works out. Maybe you end up with a big-time player. But it's very difficult to take a rookie corner and start him and be healthy all year and play at a plus level when the chips are down and you're in playoff-style games. That's really hard.
It is. In case you're wondering what we're talking about, here's Brad Holmes talking about the Cam Sutton thing.
We really like the competition that we currently have, so we don't really feel like the Cam Sutton situation really altered the landscape of how we approach the draft.
I know GMs are paid to lie. I respect it. It's the way they have to do business. But you can't possibly believe that. Cam Sutton was your day one starter. You paid $33 million for this cat.
Mike, listening to what he and Dan Campbell said, they feel like they got a steal in Robertson from the Raiders. And this guy, wow, he was still there and we were able to get him under the cap as well. Both him and Sutton.
Yeah, you're just smarter than everybody else. Yep, everybody else in the league's just a huckleberry.
They believe it.
Okay. Yeah, I invented toothpaste.
No, but you look at the receivers they're going to have to go up against, and yeah, this could end up being problematic. Either they think that Mosley's going to make a full return and we're going to have at least four guys that we can kind of rotate in and out.
All right. When did Mosley blow his knee out again?
Jeez.
Yeah. What was it, halfway through the year?
Yeah, as soon as he got back.
Yeah, it was what, two plays into the season?
Mm-hmm.
So when is he back again? Yeah.
Sometime.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. Brett, 97.1. Hello, Brett.
Hey.
Hi.
Is it me?
Yes, sir. What's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I think I'm on Team Rico with this one. I trust Brad. I think he's out here saying the truth like he's been for the last 2 years, and people just think it's so outrageous that they don't actually think he's going to go through with what he's saying. But like the whole linebacker situation last year, and he's, no, I'm fine. But let me ask you a question. Right now, do you think our defense is better than it was last year?
I mean, sure, can't be worse. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly, right? And Cam Sutton, most people were not a big fan of him.
Because he was your number one corner. That's the problem.
He was. That is a problem, and in my opinion as well. But I don't think Brad has that same view. I think he thinks that this defense is better than last year's. I got a team that went to the NFC Championship, should have won, and I think you agree that we would have beat the Chiefs had we won that game. So
I don't
think
agree.
He's thinking he made this team. No, you said that.
I don't know it, though. I don't. But, Brett, no, I don't know it. Like, I mean, they beat the 49ers, the team that beat you. And, like, yes, on opening night, you beat the Chiefs. But that team that was in the playoffs in the Super Bowl was a bit different. Like, Brett, all I'm saying is Cam Sutton as your number two corner is a hell of a lot better than not having Cam Sutton. That's it. That's where it begins and ends.
That's true. I mean, I'm saying I would, if I was GM, but I'm not, I would get a corner two now, but I don't think Brad Holmes is lying, is all I'm trying to say. I think he thinks he's got a better team now, and I think he's balls to the wall, get this offense going, run the ball down everyone's throat, control the clock, maybe get the D-line better and mask the weakness, but I don't know. I don't think he's lying. I think he's telling it like it is.
All right, so, and that's fine, Brad, because at least you are with us on this, that when a starting corner vaporizes
a month before the draft due to legal issues. That's a bit of an issue.
Mm-hmm. And your other corners have a history of being injured.
Yeah.
Because what you don't want is having to play piecemeal during the middle of the season saying, okay, well, who's available that we can bring up in week four, week five?
What I'm really noticing when we bring up the Lions is that people are having straw man arguments. I'm talking about something very simple. Does your opinion about the draft change, or does your opinion about needing a corner change? And people are having conversations about the GDP of the country, Mali. I don't,
are we better than this, or would we have beaten them, or I like mangoes? And it's like, we're not talking about that. Yeah. Well, Brad believes this. Okay, Brad isn't here. And unless he's sitting next to you in your car, I don't care. I'm talking to you. I want to know what you think. Like, there's a weird thing going on right now with the Lions. Cam Sutton is on America's Most Wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I think it creates a need for a corner. What do you say? Up next, I like pineapple. And you're like, what? Huh?
But we would have beat the Chiefs.
You know what I'm saying? Like, am I taking crazy pills?
No.
Because I'm not. Here's the other thing that happens. People are calling in and going, well, I like best available player in the draft. So do I. I'm not on the air demanding they do anything. I'm saying Brad has said free agency's time to fill needs, mm-hmm. right? We have a need at corner. I cannot take that comment from Brad seriously that the Cam Sutton thing doesn't change the situation.
Well, that's why I said the need. I don't know if they go wide receiver, because I do think that they think they got something in Donovan Peoples-Jones, because when they re-signed him, Mike, whether you like him or not, they made it seem like we got to steal. We're going to turn this kid into something, and maybe he becomes wide receiver three. Not me. These are their words, not mine.
I don't like their words. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls momentarily.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So Josh Reynolds is now gone, and Cam Sutton's on America's Most Wanted. So I've just asked, does it change your opinion at pick 29 in 29 days? Now, for me, it doesn't, because I am happy to let Brad cook as it relates to the draft. He's going to target best player available. He has the record where I can go, yep, he's going to find somebody really good. And guilty as charged, I think the value at that spot in the draft is probably an offensive lineman. But what it changes for me, and what I don't like in the comedy said, is just Cam Sutton's, you know, situation doesn't change anything for us. I have to, in my heart, believe that's a lie, because I can't take that serious.
Basically, they could absorb the hit. They were planning on somebody going down. But this is what happens when you bring in a bunch of injured players, Mike, that you kind of expect. Not everybody's going to stay healthy, so we're going to bring in volume.
Right, I didn't.
And you're going to treat Cam as if season-ending surgery.
No. No. I can't. No. That's me. Sorry. My starting corner being missing and having his license plate on flock cameras or disappearing from the weight room and going on the lam was never part of the role-playing I was doing for my offseason. I didn't exactly whiteboard that. So, yeah, I would like them to sign a corner. Which, oh, by the way, just empowers Brad to do whatever the hell he wants in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The receiver thing is less of a thing, because I think it's easier to find a receiver in the third round and spot play them. Would I like to sign a receiver? Or if the best player is one at 29, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't. But the corner thing, I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I want to give Aaron Glenn answers, not question marks. Like, Aaron Glenn has made a lot out of a little. And now I want to give him more answers.
It looks like you've upgraded the defensive line. I would like another edge rusher, but you believe Houston's okay. But if you think about it, man, it's like one of the callers mentioned. We said, hey, you got to upgrade your linebacker. Nah, not really. You need to upgrade and bring in an edge rusher. Nah, not really. Houston will be fine. It's I kind of feel like we're in that same situation with the corners. Trust me, they'll be fine until it's not.
Let's go to John 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Long-time listener, almost first-time caller, at least on Lions subject.
All right. Well, welcome. So what do you got?
And like I told you, your vetter, your scanner, smartest guy in the room. I keep hearing it, and I'm with it. But what is the room? Who are the people that are in the room that make him the smartest guy in the room? Is this a loony bin room? Is this a football room? Is this just the Lions room? Is this an NFL room? Defense killed us last year in the playoffs. Yes, we upgraded defensive line. I am very happy to have DJ Reader. I pounded that all season when I was talking on my YouTube. Aleem McNeil needs number two. We need a Batman or a Robin. Whoever he is, he needs a partner. Check. Not right. For cornerbacks. That's what killed us. And as everyone's been talking, Cam Sutton on the most wanted list. In a way, I kind of see it as a blessing in disguise. He's gone. Good riddance. We can actually upgrade, and there can't be any excuse from the smartest guy in the room. Oh, let's just give him a chance. He can do things.
No, and now listen, John, I agree with that. Is that, look, I don't care when it happens. I care that it happens. I'm not standing
it
up. Yeah, none of us are jumping out of a cake demanding they sign a corner today. But I'm saying there's no way in good faith as a Super Bowl caliber team I can take the field. And I've got Carlton Davis, who's always hurt, and Amik Robinson at nickel, and who right now at my outside corner spot? Who? Like that's come on now. You're paying customers.
Right.
You can't. We can do better than that. We should do better than that, and we should all aspire to that. I don't need him to do anything in the draft he doesn't want to do. I'm saying just go get a corner at some point.
You should, please. But he trusts that corner room. Okay. Same way. No, Mike, same way he trusted Houston will be fine. Hey, Brett, you know, he's injured. You want to make a trade? Nah, he'll be back. Well, he didn't come back for the rest of the season. You made it in the playoffs, and then he came back for the playoffs, but you gambled. Instead of going out and getting somebody and having, you know, extra defensive edge rushers, they didn't. He feels the same way about his cornerback.
Go to DJ 97.1. What's up, Deej?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I just want to tell you. You're getting too excited. Don't let Rico get your blood pressure up, man.
He's not.
Brad knows that they need another corner. But you know what he's doing? He's not going to seem desperate because then he loses leverage.
Right.
When he deals with other
which DJ, DJ, that's why I said I am choosing to believe he's lying because that's what GMs have to do. Now, I agree with you.
And DJ, I would simply say I think everybody knows he's kind of desperate when you see your corner, not on SportsCenter, but on the news because he's wanted. You kind of lose that whole element of surprise.
But my point is, if he seems just so desperate, when he goes to make these trades and deals with other people, they like, oh, okay.
They think they can get over on him. No, yeah, and DJ, I'm with you, but Rico does have a point. Like, we all watch the news. Cam Sutton, news. It's kind of hard to fake that.
Right, when you get that call from 313, it's Brad. I think I know what he wants. He ain't calling just to say, hey, how the family now? How your mama now? I need a corner.
Yeah, like, I know you rep Stephon Gilmore, and right. let's get to the hard part here.
Right.
But again, I don't care when it happens. I care that it happens. And for me, it's corner. I am much more comfortable, quote, figuring it out at wide receiver than I am at corner because of what you've said, because of Carlton Davis's injuries, because Mosley's off back-to-back torn ACLs, because Amik Robertson is good at a particular thing but is limited overall because of his stature. I don't want to figure it out. I want to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about the excitement of people, the same people who are like, nah, they don't need to do much. If you sign Stephon Gilmore tomorrow, 1 year, $12 million, and now you got Davis and Gilmore as your one and two.
Davis is now your two. Gilmore's your one.
That doesn't matter. No, right. One and 1A. Part of an entry.
You got him. He's now covering the slot. when Mosley ever comes back, you got him as a backup coming off the bench in case somebody else goes down.
That's my point.
Yes, the room got better. Right now, the room's not there.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls momentarily. Still got deal breakers later today because the Tigers have a day game tomorrow. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock.
Exactly.
More football.
More football. We'll start with this one because it broke relatively recently. Panthers giving a two-year, $20 million deal to Jadeveon Clowney worth up to $24 million.
I'll just say this, and Rico can take it till 6. The Panthers and Dan Morgan and David Tepper, they are a shipwreck. They are the worst-run organization in this league. I got nothing. It's pathetic. They're basically the process Sixers.
That's probably not the team I would have gone to, but
it's the only one who offered him 2 years. I'll bet you money.
Jadeveon Clowney has become the modern-day NFL mercenary, where whoever pays him the most money, that's where he's going to be week to week. And you're right. The Panthers ponied it up, and he was like, you know what? We're not going to win, but check still cash anyway.
Right. That's like the Pudge Rodriguez Award. I'm a Panther. You offered him 4 years. Nobody else offered Pudge more than one. Welcome to Detroit. Jadeveon has no desire to be in Carolina.
Yeah.
Another one here. Josh Reynolds obviously signing with the Broncos for 2 years. Incentive-laden $14 million deal. Without a real quarterback there yet, they're probably drafting one. What does that look like for Josh Reynolds? Is that a good landing spot?
It looks like retirement and about 30 targets in 18 weeks.
Yeah, from what I was reading. Yeah, but it looked like the Lions tried, but they couldn't come up. Neither side could come up with the money. And I guess he's gambling on himself and saying, give me the incentives. I'll hit the incentives, and I'll make all my money in Denver.
Problem is, you got Cortland Sutton, and you got Denzel Mims, and you got – hey, man, God bless. Make your money. Take care of your family. But that's a terrible move for your career.
I mean, he was the third, fourth receiver here.
But the quarterback loved you, and that's different.
You know what, Mike? You win.
Yes!
Raiders will.
Oh, God. Yes, Kenneth.
So, Rico, this one's for you. Jed York speaking about Brock Purdy and his contract and what the market looks like.
Ooh!
It's what the market is. Quote, Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. What does that mean?
That means that Brock is going to be the fortunate one that he's going to try to break the bank. But it's quarterback. We've said it, roulette. Who's ever the top dog at that time is going to make a ton of money. It's why your Giants paid Daniel Jones.
Okay.
It's why. No, no.
No Mike, slander, please.
No, no. It's not slander. It's not whether they deserve it. It's just it's your time, and you happen to be sitting in the right chair at the right time, and you're going to end up making that money.
All right. You're not going to do what you do to your students. You set them up. You do a lot of word salad. Now, listen to me.
It's called instruction, Mike.
Listen. Let me give you some instruction. I want you to play the role of Jed York. I want you to play the role of John Lynch. Brock Purdy comes to you and says, ready, boys? Five at 250. 200 guaranteed. I'm Brock Purdy. I drive a tractor. Are you paying that, man?
I'm going to try to talk it down, the guarantee stuff.
Yes or
Mike.
No question.
Can I finish? No. Here's,
no.
No. Here's what I've learned.
I knew it, Kenny.
No question in life is yes or no, but knowing what the quarterback situation is, yes.
And with that, we congratulate the Niners on ending their franchise. All right.
Well, no, that's why right now you have, but if he's that good, you got to hope that he does what Mahomes and other quarterbacks do and start giving some of that money back to help you out.
You enjoy that. It's going to be a terrible moment for you.
Mike, he's a simple man. He doesn't need a lot. He's got roommates.
Buy him a dairy farm.
There you go.
Go ahead, Kenny.
So some
ducks and cows can't be that expensive.
Some broadcast news coming out. This per The Athletic. Bill Belichick tells networks he's not inclined to be a part of a regular show. I think we can all collectively say, thank God.
Thank God. What would that? Boy, there's a joke in here somewhere. I was going to say that would have all the electricity of some of the other stuff I watch. Listen, I don't understand why we need to just dig up the graveyard of freshly retired coaches and players. Back in the day when Troy Aikman wanted to do broadcasting, he had to go to NFL Europe to broadcast and learn how to do it. Then he had to work his way up. Greg Olson did the same thing. Yeah. This idea of like, oh,
Jason Kelce retired. Quick, give him a headset. What?
Because their Q ratings are so high, they just figure everybody wants to sit and listen and watch them until you realize, okay, after the initial game, they're not really that good.
Belichick should take the year, buy a bunch of new sleeveless hoodies. He'll be coaching in the league next year. No TV for Bill, please.
It only works with the Manning cast because they're brothers. They got the chemistry. They've been around each other for so long. That's what makes it funny because you actually feel like you're watching the game with the Mannings. But yeah, just to put him in a booth like him and Brady, like this won't work out. You're going to spend a ton of money and then you're going to end up firing a lot of good people saying, well, why did we waste this money? Because you didn't listen to anybody telling you this was a bad idea.
Yes, Kenny.
Next one coming out of Pro Football Talk report. Jason Kelce could be in. Robert Griffin III could be out for ESPN pregame. What does that look like to you guys? Is that a welcome change?
You know what? What I just said like 30 seconds ago, run that back. I mean, Kelce, I'm sorry, Mike. I get it.
I don't care.
He's the hot name, and he slams beers, and he dances up in the suite with Taylor, rips his shirt off. And what else do you have in the pregame? What else are you going to bring? I'm not saying that RG3 is the greatest, but what's Kelce going to bring to the party?
Even though I just got done saying I don't want to hear Jason Kelce, if it gets Robert Griffin III off my television, I will vote yes
on
this.
Who else is going to race an eagle?
Who else is going to say stupid things every time he opens his mouth? Do we really need another reset of Big Penix energy or orgies in the end zone?
Yes!
No!
We're here for that!
Guy's an idiot.
So last, I'm going to run three quick headlines of takeaways that happened during the owners' meetings. You guys tell me what you think.
Okay.
There's going to be fines for the hip drop tackle, and they're going to be able to retroactively go back and look at those.
Good luck. I don't know how you officiate that.
Big mistake. Big mistake. Unless they're only going to do the egregious ones because it's kind of like holding. There's holding on every play in the offensive line.
The kickoff is changing, obviously, to reduce the full speed contact. Is there a way to have the full speed contact without it being dangerous in a kickoff setting, or do you just get rid of the kickoff altogether?
Rico.
You know what? I'm actually excited to see how this is going to be. I've seen it in XFL games. Yes, Mike, I've watched the XFL.
What a loser.
I'm excited to see how it works because I think, Kenny, it was boring. It truly was. Just put the ball on the 25 because no one returns kicks. I like the kickoff return aspect of the game. And I think now you saw Patterson got signed by the Steelers. But why? Because he can return kicks now.
I do like that was approved at like 7 a.m. By 4 p.m., the Steelers have dug up the body of Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
And the last one here, Roger Goodell does not want you to spend time with your family. He announced that the league would play two games on December 25th in a Christmas Day doubleheader.
It's gross. I don't need a game on Black Friday. I don't need games on Christmas Day. I don't even need them on Christmas Eve. Guys, I know I'll lose the fight. I get it, but I just don't need it.
Except, Kenny, when you're sitting around the television watching your team play on Christmas. And I'm looking at you, Detroit, because you may get one
right,
of those
now
games.
Now, it's both Thanksgiving and Christmas Day for the Lions, right? Like, I don't want that.
But it means you're one of the big boys now. First world problems.
Hey, right here, okay?
And that is In Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.